The internet, as we all know, has drastically changed the way we interact with the world. At a touch of our fingertips, we now have access to in-depth knowledge, tools to express creativity, and people from all over the world to connect with. Yet along with offering a fascinating new way to connect with the world, the internet also offers new risks, one being cybersecurity and safety. In fact, just last week, the Idaho legislature's website fell prey to an Italian hacking group calling themselves Anon Plus. Those hackers were able to get into the website and put a manifesto up in Italian. So just how safe are our state websites and how safe are your own personal devices? Joining me today to talk about cybersecurity and net safety is Hoda Mayapuyan, Assistant Professor of Computer Science at Boise State University. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gamma. Thanks for having me.
The first thing I want to ask you, Hoda, is how in the world did something like this happen? Because I think there is an assumption that, you know, state websites are potentially safer than, let's say, you know, our iPhone.
Not necessarily. So there are several ways that hackers, they can hack websites specifically. And more modern websites are being hacked with cross-site scripting, which means that the hackers, they basically inject malicious, for example, JavaScript into the page. And when the users, they will access that web page, the code will run on the user's browsers, and it's able to change the content. That's what happened in this case, that they changed the content, but they are also are able to access the user's cookies, which is their login information, and some more other personal information, and they can send that back to the hacker's website. That's how they are able to get access to personal information. There are ways to protect the websites against these types of attacks. One is, for example, using content security policies toolbox in order to limit the number of codes that is able to run on the browser and the access that they will have to the cookies of the for users.
And I have another question for you is that, so when this happened at the state legislature's website, they didn't take any data. They didn't, you know, the system wasn't disrupted. So why in the world would they do this? What was the, you know, what would be the point of something like that? Because at other times we see, like when Target got breached, right?
Yes.
That was taking data and information.
Yes.
They didn't do this here. So why would they do something like this?
So sometimes the motivation is different. Sometimes this is financial. They want to take credit card information. They want to have access to users' information. Sometimes it's not financial. It's just for a group to make a statement and let everybody to see what they are standing for.
So just let them know that
they
can do this.
Exactly. They have the access.
So since they've been able to access, you know, a state-run website, do you think that they have the ability then to do this to other state-run websites?
Absolutely. So we have to make sure that there is no hole for hackers to be able to access basically inject code into the page. There are different ways. For example, if you use any software, the third-party software in the website, for example, if you're using content management systems such as WordPress, you have to make sure that you will get notification if the vendors, they put the patches up there, so you are able to update as soon as possible, making sure that when we are writing queries into the page, it's not a large queries. We make sure that you use parameterized queries so they are not able to access the database and manipulate the data or collect the data. Make sure that there is a validation both on the user side and the server side to make sure that there is no access to the server. And using a strong password, you can't
believe it. We always hear that.
Exactly.
We always hear about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the simplest way to go about it.
We're discussing cybersecurity and net safety with Hoda Mayapuyan. She's an assistant professor of computer science at Boise State University. Hoda, I'd also like to talk to you just about the average internet user. You know, most of us, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, right? It's on our phone. We're using it. We don't necessarily give much thought to being hacked like that or cybersecurity. One, should we? And B, are there easy things that just an average person can do?
Absolutely. So most of us, we go to Starbucks or anywhere mm-hmm. else that there is a public Wi-Fi.
And you get onto the Wi-Fi, exactly. You just click agree.
Exactly. Yeah. And make sure that you're not accessing your bank account or anything that it does. It's important to you on the public Wi-Fi. Don't leave your phone, or if it's not password protected, don't leave them unattended. And if you're using Bluetooth to connect to other devices, make sure that the Bluetooth network is protected. Mm. And if you are not using it, just turn that off on the setting part of the phone. Regularly update your operating systems
every time you get that, because I yes. I have an update and I've been getting a notice for the last week. Really do that.
Yes.
I mean, that does make a difference.
Absolutely. There are security patches.
Okay, because it seems to be an annoyance sometimes.
Exactly. You have to restart everything.
Right. But there is value in that.
Absolutely.
And then getting back to the idea of public Wi-Fi, because you're right, everywhere you go.
Yes.
I mean, first off, God forbid there's no public Wi-Fi, right,
yes.
in this day and age. So since there is public Wi-Fi...
Yes.
It's really not as secure then, in the sense
Absolutely.
Of like, do not, as you said, use things like don't
yes.
like your bank, things like that.
Yes.
What's okay then to be using?
If I will just use it for Google search or something like that, and if possible. If you have to check your emails and everything, make sure that you log out afterwards and you basically clear the history, the browsing history, and make sure that you clean all the cookies and
oh my goodness.
All of that. Yes.
Wow. It might just be easier just to sit at Starbucks and drink my coffee. when we talk then about, cell phones and everything that's on them.
Yes.
What about like when it comes to apps, things like that? Are there more secure apps than others? I mean, those of us who have kids, right?
Yes.
And smaller kids, and they want this app and that app.
Yes.
What should we be looking for
yes.
when it comes to security? Because I would make the assumption that not every app is as secure
yes,
as other apps.
Absolutely, there are some apps that they basically install malwares on your phone and they change mm-hmm. the firmware. So what would be the best is that if you, for example, use iPhone or Samsung, just mm-hmm. use the Play Store and apps download the apps from the Play Store.
Okay,
because they usually have the verification and they make sure that the security and everything is proper.
And that's why we go back to
exactly.
the update when they tell you to update.
I would not download apps from websites that are out there. But again, at the end of the day, you can't guarantee that software does not use any third-party application or mm-hmm. does not have dependencies that they might... affect the cell phone.
So you make a good point when you say there's no guarantee. I mean, with this conversation with you, I feel like there's just no guarantee that you're going to be safe on the internet.
Unfortunately, that is true. Yes.
So that's the bottom line.
The bottom line.
So can we be more responsible, or is this something where this is just life the way it is now?
No, I think if there are some measures that we can take, there are some security apps specific to iPhone or specific to Samsung phones that mm-hmm. you can install them, and they will basically automatically get notification if something happens. They will scan your phone, and there's antiviruses that we want them to be always up to date. So there are some measures that we can take, but at the end of the day, there is no guarantee.
And that's honestly what it seems to come down to, is at the
exactly.
end of the day, just the more aware we are,
yes,
hopefully the safer we'll
be.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Hoda.
Hoda is an associate professor of computer science at Boise State University. Thank you again for coming in.